USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she's instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. When it comes to a lengthy impeachment trial in the Senate, Susan Crabtree with Real Clear Politics reminds everyone.
Timing is really concerning for both Republicans and Democrats, a little bit more burdensome for Democrats. She has said that she can walk and chew gum at the same time, but she has several Democratic senators running for president, as you know, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, and they're in the fight of their lives.
President Trump says he's closely following the protests in Iran. The president tweeted his support to the long-suffering people of Iran on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Severe thunderstorms are being blamed for the deaths of at least 10 people across three different states in the South. The National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, says three people were killed after a tornado touched down in Pickens County. This Louisiana man describes the damage he witnessed.
Trees on houses, on the roads. We've had three or four homes, mobile homes, that were tore up.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is back on the campaign trail after visiting Los Angeles for a few days. The Democratic presidential candidate was formally endorsed by L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. Biden says he talked to the mayor about some of the important issues going on in America's second largest city.
The gigantic changes that need to be take place in dealing with mental health. We've talked a lot about housing and affordable housing, but also guaranteed housing for people with facilities getting off the street.
California's primary is in March, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raising a strong daughter is more difficult now than it's ever been. In an age where gender is questioned, toxic feminism runs rampant, victimhood is celebrated, and social media addictions demand constant perfection, it seems impossible to raise a daughter with good morals. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Meg Meeker. She's author of a book titled Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And one of the things we discuss is just how challenging it is to raise a daughter these days.
Parents, hundreds of parents have written to me saying, what do I tell my daughters about, you know, a child in their class is transgender and she doesn't understand? How do I deal with that? When should I give her a cell phone? What do I do about social media? How much time is enough? How much time isn't? And there's so many things that girls and parents are having to contend with today that are very confusing, potentially very harmful to daughters. And I have found that parents sort of are staring like a deer in headlights saying, I just don't know what to do here. Help, help, help. So that's why I really wrote the book. It lays out some of the issues, but more importantly, it lays out answers. And I want parents to know you can do this. Yeah, there's a lot of tough stuff, and your daughter may want to diet when she's 10 or 8, but you can handle that. So let me help you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.